About 20 people showed up at the library coffee shop to talk with council member Nan Worrell and Tim Henney about bus routes, e-bikes, and parking. Eugene McCarthy lives at the Canyon Creek condos and told council, since the city changed the brown bus line, it now takes him more than an hour to get home.
I'm now forced to drive my car to the Kimball Junction bus stop in order to get home in less than an hour and a half. I don't mind taking buses, and I don't mind a little bit of extra time, but my limit is twice the commute time, which would be less than 40 minutes since it's an 18-minute ride. Because there are no direct runs to Kimball Junction from the resorts in the afternoon.
Henney and Worrell are both on the Joint Transportation Board that meets monthly. It includes two council members from Summit County as well as key transportation staff from the city and county. Henney told McCarthy he understands the problem all too well.
We're working to improve the system, and we hope to expand it to re-engage with the neighborhoods that got disrupted when the Brown was reconfigured. We want the bus to be as convenient as possible and serve employees such as yourself. There's a lot of communication at the staff level between the city and the county, so that is happening, and please continue to engage and help us come up with better solutions. That's what it actually ultimately takes, is hearing from our constituents and how they want to be served.
Stuart Nackless runs a recycling business in Park City. He told council they need to place numbers on the bikes so that should a rider abuse the bikes or cause an accident, they can be identified. Nackless told KPCW, in addition to kids who aren't old enough to ride the e-bikes, people also ride them on the sidewalks and other places they're not supposed to, and one such rider almost ran into him the other day.
I had a gentleman on an electric bike pull through an intersection without looking. There were four different cars waiting to make turns, and he decided he would go first without stopping at the, and he was on the sidewalk. I couldn't see him because I was on the side of another car. He came in front of that car, and as I was pulling out, I barely missed him. And I waited and said I was sorry. He proceeded to cuss me out, flick me off, and yell at me.
The city and county, he said, need to enforce the rules so people will be safe. And he said the county runs the e-bike program, and the state has ruled that e-bikes are bicycles and limits what the county and city can do. He does, however, like Nackless's idea.
You know, that's a great point. I think having a number on the back of the bike or on the front of the bike to have them identifiable is a terrific idea. That's super, super input to get at an engagement session like this.
One person asked the council members if they received any feedback from Main Street businesses regarding paid parking at China Bridge. He guessed the reason the parking gates are being driven through is because people aren't happy about the program. Henney said they're getting both positive and negative feedback from the businesses, but as for visitors, they love it.
What we hear, and this is the argument and support, let's say you're a family of five and you come into one of the restaurants and four people walk in and the fifth is out looking for parking. When that fifth person under the old model arrived 45 minutes to an hour later, they were livid about not being able to find parking. And that changed the entire experience for that party of five that came to one of those restaurants. Today, they all walk in together. You're paying $15, $16 for parking if they stay for 4 hours, and they are thrilled.
As for employee parking at the Homestake parking lot, Henney says there are still a few employees who think it's more dangerous to park there, especially carrying their tips. And he says it's perception versus reality, that it's probably safer than the China Bridge for employees.
Safety is obviously a very legitimate concern, but the lot is well lit, and you do get driven to your car, and that can get lost in the information and the narrative. So it became apparent to me that from the city side, we need to do a really good job of explaining all the different aspects and components of the free parking, that it is safe, that it is well lit, that your driver will take you directly to your car and wait for you to get in the car, and that we do have police going through the lot.
Henney says the city needs to help shift people's perception about Homestake, and that if they can increase the lighting to the parking lot without too much cost to the city, they should do it. The next Coffee with Council is actually an Opry with Council on June 12th at 4 p.m. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.